Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And Sean Worthington is our guest and a great member of our Brain Trust, faculty member of computer science at Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. Sean, thanks again for being here. Sean's a very prolific expert in this area of cryptocurrency and has created his own cryptocurrency, CloudCoin, right, Sean?
That's right.
And the technology behind it.
The world's first cloud-based currency.
Cloud-based, which means it's not, which means you don't use a blockchain for the platform.
That's right. We don't have to depend on that. We have the redundancy of the web to give us the physical integrity.
So one thing, though, that you are talking about, that you have been talking about, is the blockchain used by the government. How do you see that happening? How do you see the government using and when I say blockchain, I've started, ever since I've met you, Sean, I've been saying blockchain-type technology. When I say type, mm-hmm. I'm including your technology or whatever next generation happens from this is rather than say blockchain. Of course, most people, if you say blockchain, that's enough because they barely know anything about that. But for experts, for people who know what they're talking about, you really kind of need to say blockchain type technology. How do you see the government using that going forward?
Well, they're going to use it for their own purposes, and we've already seen two governments adopt some cryptocurrency and blockchain technology officially, and that's the country of China and the country of Venezuela. Venezuela created their own petro currency. And, of course, President Trump actually forbid any Americans to invest in that crypto technology. Huh. That really is just a government scheme that they're using. You know, they're a communist country now. They're probably just trying to rip people off. There's something that I call blockchain socialism. This is something that they're doing in China now. They have a way of every time you buy something, their blockchain will track your GPS location based on your cell phone, and it will track what you bought, who you bought from, how much.
So
money
blockchain,
you have.
Rather than blockchain to improve trust and privacy, blockchain to do the opposite, right?
That's right, because the way that the blockchain works is it has to track every single transaction that ever happens.
I hadn't thought about the government. I had not thought about the government weaponizing blockchain. And that's basically what China does, isn't it?
China figured that out really quick, and other countries will, and we have the risk of the United States government doing that ourselves. So any kind of...
Especially if they... If we saw them, let's watch for this, folks, where the government starts using blockchain and starts restricting our use of blockchain. That's what we got to watch for, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, the government could actually lock us out of our own money, or they could, of course, take our money and redistribute it.
Never mind that. How about just prevent us from pursuing the technology? In other words, they claim it as their own fiat technology, so to speak.
Oh, sure, they could, outlaw all other competitors, so that we're trying, so that they can try to force us to use that.
Well, it's against the law to counterfeit money. They could call that counterfeiting blockchain.
They certainly could, and that's why we need a currency like CloudCoin. CloudCoin is 100% private, where you don't have to have an account. There's no public ledger. There's no tracking of the different transactions that happen.
How does it secure? Remind us how CloudCoin is secure.
Well, there is a bunch of clouds all over the world in different jurisdictions. They're in the Philippines and Australia. And
so it uses a distributed ledger, not unlike blockchain, though, right? It uses kind of a distributed ledger.
No. There's no ledger. There's actually a counterfeit detection system. Mm-hmm. Basically, all the cloud coins have a bunch of passwords in them, if you want to put it simply. And every time that I want to spend money, I'll give you all those passwords. Whoever's got the passwords can change them, so you'll mm-hmm. just take them and change all the passwords, and then only you will have them, and then you'll be the owner.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean, I got to wrap it up, and this has been a fascinating discussion. Thank you for – I don't know anybody else who could have given this the reports that you did today, and I appreciate it very much. Give us the website again, please.
DigitalFrontierNews.com. DigitalFrontierNews.com. They can get a free copy of my book.
Oh, yeah, so check that out, folks. DigitalFrontierNews.com, Sean Worthington. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.